Realize that life is more than meets the eye. Life goes beyond our five senses. Be receptive to new knowledge and new experiences. Brian L. Weiss. Namaskar, welcome to the 10th episode of the Wednesday Weekend podcast, where I, Tina Chakraborty, talk about life, learnings and experiences. Well, recently a lot has been going on in the world and in my country, and most of it is disturbing to many extents, but we need to look at the positive sides to survive, because even in the darkest days, hope and positivity is what is going to keep us alive. So before I start today's episode, I would like to go back to the two very important days that was there in the past 1 week. One is International Nurses Day. I am so grateful and so thankful for all the medical frontliners who are working day and night with their blood and sweat to help the patients and help the world to relive, to survive from this pandemic. So if any of the nurses or doctors is listening to this, I'm so grateful for your work and your contribution. I know it's unparalleled, it's unmatchable, and right now I guess you deserve the pedestal that our community provides to you, because I grew up learning that doctors sit next to God, and I guess it's a proof right now. Also, I'm so grateful about the workers, policemen, who are constantly working along with these people, because without their support, doctors, nurses, medical staffs were collapsing. So without any political comment, I just only want to say I'm so thankful for everyone who is working tirelessly to keep us safe, to keep us home, so that I can go back to my mom one day. The second day, which was a very, very important day, because it was Mother's Day, and this might be the first time I was not there with my mom on Mother's Day, which is sad, depressing, and I really want to not recall about how lonely that day was, but shockingly, because I was not there with my mom, so I was trying to search out all the childhood pictures I have with my mom, and my sister helped me in that, and we both failed because there is no childhood picture of me and mom. Only it's either with my sister or with my dad. It's a group family pictures, and there is not even a candid picture of me and my mom, which is sad. But my mom was like, upload anything, I know how much you love, it doesn't matter. So I was being a tantrum, so you know I can be a tantrum sometimes. So and I was like, hey, I don't have any picture, I'm so sad, I'm so lonely, I'm so depressed. And she was like, no, it doesn't matter whether you upload it or not, whether it's today's picture or not, it was yesterday's picture or not, I don't give a shit, just upload whatever you want, I know what you feel. So that was it. And another day, in fact another month that is going on, that is the month of May, is International Mental Health Awareness Month. So this month is all about self-development, understanding yourself, and understanding the conscious, that you need to be aware that mental health is not only important but it's a very crucial part of your life, because without a mental health, actually you cannot physically survive. I have seen how anxiety and stress can literally physically impact your life. So I am an avid advocate of mental health awareness, and today I am going to talk about a book that I have been reading. I have finished the book 2 weeks earlier, and I just skimmed through the book before I started the podcast. It's Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian L. Weiss, and This book gave me a different, very different perspective towards life, toward consciousness, toward mind. It's not of religious, because before that my idea of consciousness was completely religious. Whatever I learned from books that are written in the perspective of Buddhism or Hinduism, and when I was learning about mental health, it was completely scientific. So this is a book that gave me a bridge, like it was a bridge to both of the ideologies. So I'm going to talk about this book, and I'm also going to talk about 7 states of consciousness, so that it helps you to understand your consciousness and you can be more aware of it. And hey, let's start. Humankind has not learned about balance, let alone practice it. It is guided by greed and ambition, steered by fear. In this way, it will eventually destroy itself. But nature will survive. At least the plants will. So, in Many Lives, Many Masters, Dr. Wyss talks about a young patient, if I'm not wrong, Catherine, whose endeavor to know about her past lives, to overcome her anxiety, stress, depression, and her fears, phobias, changed both of their lives. Not only her past experiences influenced what her present life was, but the ideas of masters, the state in between two lives, in between the death and the next birth, allowed Dr. Wyss to understand life more prominently. This is all the book is about. Why I suggest you to read this book is quite controversial, you can say. You might like this book, you might not. With the religious perspective, things written in this book are quite similar. There is a master, an unknown supreme power with various levels of functioning. Like some masters are teaching you, some masters are just keeping you safe, your soul safe. Some masters are only replenishing the energy that that soul has wasted or, you know, used in the past life, and then it needs it to be replenished for the next life. So each master are working at different levels. So there is the supreme master who gives all this, what to say, knowledge? I was going to say gyan, but I don't know, when you talk in English and you use the word gyan, it feels like a bit of a pun. So I'll say knowledge. And yes, so this whole idea is not unfamiliar if you are familiar to works of Swami Vivekananda or Aurobindo or even Rabindranath Tagore. So, but what makes it step aside is it gives a validation, a scientific validation to things that still now cannot be expressed by science. Psychiatrists have tried to pen down many information, but they still are not sure how this works, how the idea of being in a conscious level and subconscious level and in this state of consciousness where you can learn about your past lives. This means somewhere in our mind we are alive. It doesn't matter whether you're born from a cell or not. You have been in this earth for a very long time. This is kind of a theory. If you accept, I guess many of the questions if you have will be cleared up. Now, why I am talking about this is many of us are right now going through anxiety and depression because of the lockdown. We are not going out, we are not living our normal lives, we have way too much time to try to interpret what is going on with us, what is life like, and we are screwed. Simply, we are screwed. So, while we are trying to anticipate what's next and how to process that, it's very important to look back in our lives. Now, at this moment, I am not a scientist, but I can tell you surely that at this moment, in a very general conscious level, you cannot think about your past lives. You cannot even, many of us doesn't even accept that. Many of our communities and religious beliefs don't let us accept that, which is fine. There is no argument on that. But what we can do is we can talk about the conscious levels that are there in a living human being and try to learn about ourselves more. So I was listening to this podcast today morning before recording this podcast, and I learned about a very fascinating thing is stages of consciousness. And there are many theories. I checked in Google, there are many theorems and researchers done to understand various levels of consciousness, and each scientist, each psychiatrist are going to give you a different list. But the list that as a normal person with no spiritual background and have no time or intention to dwell into spirituality or you just want to get over with your mundane problems, I guess the seven conscious levels. Being aware, I'm not even asking you to work on it, because that's a different level of energy you need, a different level of mindset you need. Because trust me, self-development starts with you deciding to work on yourself. I know people who are constantly going through mental issues. They're not ready to talk about it, they're not ready to discuss about it, and to certain, they're not even ready to know about it, which blows my mind. Because living in this constant fear, living in this constant state of being stuck, being not able to question, being not able to answer your own question, is frustrating. Because I lived there for like a year or two. I was like literally directionless. I didn't know what I was doing, and I had no idea why I was where I was physically. So what happened in October 2007 is I all of a sudden saw this idea of self-development in YouTube. I started reading books about it, I started learning about it, and then I found myself in a different state of mind, a different state of conscious, which I'm very grateful. So without any further bullshit, let's go directly to the seven steps of consciousness and how you can be aware of it. Number one, judgment, which is very normal. We all have this initial tendency and a very basic instinct of looking at some person and have a comment about him or her. So you just walk out of your room while going to your office or your school, you see a person standing in the bus stand or the taxi stand, and maybe he or she is wearing a photo jeans. Okay, so when you look at that person, either a positive comment or a negative comment comes. It doesn't matter. I'm not asking you to be not negative here. You know, that is a red alert. So I'm not asking you to stop thinking negatively, because that's not one day's work. It takes a lot of practice. And even I still have those judgmental issues. I have a lot of judgmental issues. Let's not talk about it. But what you can do is be aware. Be aware that you're judging a person with its external appearance. Be aware of that you're judging a person while talking with him or her, while knowing him or her, while knowing his or her soul or personality. You are always judging the person in front of you. It doesn't matter whether you're directly contacted or not, whether you're physically, mentally, conversationally talking to each other, like having a connection out there. It doesn't matter. Our brain is wired to judge people around us. I'm not asking you to not stop judging. I'm not asking you to stop negatively judging anyone. I'm asking you to be aware. Every time you pass a comment, try to say, okay, I judged that person. It's fine, but I judge that person. Number two, what you can do is understand that there is not enough you can do. Like, we all have this aspiration where we all want a lot. Like, it's not greed, but we expect a lot. Like, we expect the free coupon. We expect that Zomato coupon for 35% off. Or we expect to go to Domino's and find a new, like, Wednesday meal or something like that, so that we get two pizzas in $1.99. So these expectations, you cannot call them greed, because mostly you in a conscious mind, you're trying to save money, enjoy the evening and not regret it at all. Again, it's not greed, but it is somewhere you're wanting more.
and we have no idea, at least I have no idea where that fine line exists between greed and wanting more. So you need to be very aware of the fact that you are asking for more. You're asking for something that was not given to you on a platter. So every time you're expecting mentally that, okay, maybe the owner right will be having a concession, or maybe somebody is going to give a coupon today to me, or maybe Chow Man is giving a 200 rupees off on a whole meal, which I am wishing for a very long time. And I'm getting it literally every 2 days, like every alternative days, Chow Man is sending me a message to order from them, and I am so scared to order right now because of all the physical contact and social distancing stuff. But I have no, like, there every time I am happy about that message, I try to make myself aware that, okay, here is a line of aspiration. Here my conscious mind is aspiring something that I do not have, something I actually do not need or want. It just happens to be there, and that is making me happy. The idea of me eating my phone of Chow Man makes me happy, and I want a discount on it. So that is an aspiration. The third level of consciousness that we need to talk about is mass. What is mass is how public opinion influences your opinion. And this is very relevant to today's conversation, because we all know what happened with boys' locker room and girls' locker room incident. By the way, those are three different incidents, and I'm not going to talk about what their incidents are and what are my opinions, because I'm literally done talking about it on social media. But what I have found is way too many people are run by ideologies of the mass. If the mass is supporting the boy, you're supporting the boy. Irrespective of the fact that just an hour back, you were supporting the girl. Irrespective of the fact, just an hour later, when you see that both the incidents are different, you're again reverting back. Like, for the first incident, you're supporting the girl, and the second incident, you're supporting the boy. For the Instagram incident, you are still confused how many schoolboys are included, and you're still like disgusted about the fact that those kind of chat rooms exist. And for the second incident, you're disgusted by the girl about what she did, and you're conflicted. But you have to remember that within a span of 3 hours, your mindset changed. Why did it change? Because of the mass opinion, like because of the hashtags, because of the posts and statuses. So it's very important to recognize that, to be aware that how the mass, how your inner circle, outer circle is influencing. And I guess if you're being aware of it, like I can probably say I have reached to the state where the mass does not influence me mostly. Yes, I am always thinking about what other people will think, but when I have an opinion, when I have to be voicing about a social matter, if I have to side with a particular incident, particular side of the coin, I know that my knowledge, my ideology of feminism, humanism, right to speech, right to express, has a different definition than most of the people on the mass, and I'll be quite vocal about it. At least I was quite vocal about it till day before yesterday. The fourth and the very, very important conscious level is circumstance. And why I talk about this as the most important level of consciousness is because circumstance decides a lot of our to-do list. It decides about what our next step is going to be. It decides about what we are going to do. And we need to realize that our action is a result of something that has happened just a second back or a millisecond back. Our reaction, our actions, our decisions. So every time you're taking a decision within a split second, like I hate that person because this happened, without even acknowledging the fact that whether there was a reason, like it is like I like this ideology that when you're in the jar, you can't read the jar, right? If you're inside the jar, you can't read the jar. So you have to come out of the jar and then read the jar. So if you're inside the incident, you're so engrossed within what has happened, you can never judge the situation whether it was correct or wrong or whatever, which side you should be. So take yourself outside the incident. Try to understand the situation from a third eye view or a perspective that is literally like a person who doesn't know anything about that incident, just gets to know directly to the main thing. What will he think? And you will have a very different kind of perspective. Look, this is again means a lot of practice and a lot of journaling actually. Like what I used to do is, and I still try to do it, even though I think I got a bit of like grasp of this particular thing, is that I used to, at the end of the day, if there was any very important incident that happened, I used to write about that incident. And when I have written about the incident, like ekdam second by second, okay, you're not missing any points. You taking half an hour to write a small incident only, a 100 word to 200 word thing. And then from a third eye view, like as a reader, I used to read the incident and then judge the incident and then try to be aware of what decision I took at that very moment and what decision I'm taking at the end of the day. See, you'll find a hell and heaven difference between your perspectives. You are the same person. Your brain is the same gray matter, but yet you have the power to have various perspectives, various ideologies, and various conclusions. So be aware of what you're deciding at the very moment. Try to understand. Like sometimes we regret that we didn't talk or answer a question or a particular situation at the very moment, and we regret it. I wish I said that, I had said that, and I could have answered that person deserved the answer, but I was shocked, I was so shocked and shook, like I couldn't just answer. And then at the end of the day, try to answer these questions. Do I have a chance? Do I have a chance to answer those questions again? If I have, then I'll use that next chance. But do I have the chance? If yes, what will be my answer? And that is the only time you're going to think about it. You have to make sure, you have to make a limitation, a boundary in your own mind that this is the only time I'm thinking about this incident and the answer, and I am visualizing my future at this moment. That this moment, this person comes in front of me and this conversation starts and I have said this answer. If I don't have a chance, do I have any other way to express myself? Now, express myself doesn't always need to go directly to him and say that stuff. You can just express it in various forms. You can journal about it. You can talk about it to someone. You can talk about his like mutual people, mutual friends about it. It's not about backstabbing or you're making gossip out of it. You're just trying to put yourself in a lighter position. And I guess when you talk about it, you shouldn't have any judgment tailing to it. Now, in the next three conscious levels, that is discipline, experience and mastery, are very interlinked, and those are completely practice based. One is discipline. If you have consistency in your life, of course you're gonna win it. Number two is experience. When you have discipline, circumstance, you have understood what influences you, and you have understood, you're aware of your judgment, you've understood how you judge people, experience forms. So all the conscious levels 1, 2, 3, 4 and including 5, you have an experience. The 6 is a byproduct of all the conscious levels. Everything can be summed up as an experience. So you have to note that this was an experience, bad experience, good experience, but it is an experience. It should not affect my decision making, my judgment right now. I need to be that third eye. I need to get that third person perspective out of everything. Only then I guess there will be an unbiased judgment and a better perspective. And lastly, mastery. If you have experience on something, if you're disciplined about it, you know what are the circumstances that is leading to it and what will be the circumstance if you keep on doing this, so you know your why and what about a thing, you are quite sure that the mass is not influencing you to do that, and you have a third perspective, like, okay, fine, I'm out of the jar, I can breathe the jar, okay, I have an opinion of my own, action, not influenced. I know the factors, I know the knowledge, I have the knowledge about the stuff. You're judging, but you're aware of the judgment, and you know the fine line between asking for more and not being greedy. Like, yes, you know, you are constantly being aware of your aspirations, then you are master of it. And it's a switch on and off. Like, you can be master of a situation for a certain period of time and not be master of other situations, or even that situation for the next period of time. It doesn't matter, it's a switch on and off. So these are the 7 levels of consciousness, and I want you to be aware of all the 7, because at this moment when we are in lockdown and we have little to no time to spend outside our, like, to engage ourselves so that we forget our miseries and questions and everything, I guess these are the 7 kind of awareness that is going to help you the most at this moment. And if not, in any part of your life, in any incident of your life, you can use them, address them, be aware of them. I'm not asking you to work on them. If you can work on them, it's fine. Like, for discipline experience, you will have to work on them. But mostly you have to be aware of them. You have to be aware that discipline is required to be very expert of it. Discipline is required to be a master of this. So this is it. I leave you with 7 levels of consciousness and 1 great book that you can read this lockdown. And for more content, more understanding of life and my perspective, if you need a bit of guidance, keep listening to this podcast, because I'm going to come back next Thursday. Till then, I love you all. Have a safe, lockdown. Be safe, stay home. Even though nationwide lockdown is going to go up, like, I don't know what the government is planning, what the society is planning, what everybody is thinking. All I can say is stay safe, stay home as much as possible, and take care of yourself, because you are responsible for all your actions. Trust me, you are. We are all adults. I hope you're not an underage. And even if you're underage, it's high time we recognize that our bodily actions, our reactions are completely our responsibilities. And even though you don't have access to therapists, I never went to a therapist, so I know I should be going, but I didn't go. So instead, I talk about it because I want to feel light. I read about it because I want to be knowledge, and I'm not an expert here. This is a disclaimer. This is not an expert talking here. My experience and my knowledge from podcast, internet, books, which I do not feel is sufficient, but is manageable. Like, it helps you to please start this journey of self-development. Like, when I can afford, I'll go to a therapist, right? But I do not want to spend a penny without even trying myself. So yeah. And next podcast, I'm going to come and talk about affirmations and everything regarding that. So be aware of your mental health, be aware of your consciousness, and try to be more aware as a society about mental health problems, because this is the month of mental health awareness. I love you all. Namaskar.